The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You ride. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mokushi Road accidents are linked to poor roads and traffic violations. In African news, Malawian government defends the tear gassing of former President Chakwera. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Road Safety Consultative Forum Coordinator Geshom Musonda has attributed the increasing number of road accidents in Mukushi District to poor road conditions and failure by motorists, especially motorbike riders, to observe traffic regulations. Mr. Musonda said many roads in the district are heavily damaged, making them unsafe for motorists and pedestrians. He explained that the situation is further worsened by overspeeding among motorbike riders, a trend he says continues to contribute to road traffic accidents. He has since appealed to the local authority to rehabilitate damaged roads and install speed humps in strategic areas to improve road safety. Mr. Msonda has also urged motorbike riders to follow traffic rules in order to help reduce accidents in the district.
And when you get into Chirefwe Urban Clinic itself or Urban Hospital, getting into Harvest Inn, there was a speed bump that was there. Now one is left to wonder as to what our engineers are doing, because if they had put up a very good proportion of cement, as I speak to you, that speed bump could have lasted. Now, because it was a mixture of less proportion of sand to cement, the speed bump itself couldn't last. So as I wind up, we want to appeal to the local authority to ensure that we safeguard our people by putting stringent measures, and one of them would be to put up a speed bump that is going to deter our motorists, especially the motorbike rider.
Traders at Lusaka's Mrs. Imalasha Market have expressed concern over the planned demolition of makeshift structures at the market, alleging that despite their earlier objections, a perceived investor has already begun frequenting the site in preparation for the exercise. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News on behalf of the traders, Gertrude Mumba says the vendors have not been provided with an alternative trading place should the demolition proceed. Ms. Mumba has since appealed to relevant authorities to engage the traders and address their concerns before any action is taken. Efforts to obtain a comment from the Lusaka City Council proved unsuccessful by broadcast time.
Abo panya kwa hii sio mechi gurisa wamepona tigurisa mara zaida kuti kipenda wa kansi la ba tionereko hii changu nunge la kansi la kambati ukwanza tuli atishiko hii sija sija gurisa na kuti sasa kila kwa gurisi la hii mazungumzo na bwetu na kula kudara malo haya and then time abo panya sasa kipenda kwa chabe. Achatira kwa gurisira andi mwati gesira wana mwe umwa mwati gurisira mwati kuna kusai kumarasha kutu mpako wabawa tuwe neko.
The Zambia Albanese Alliance has raised a concern over unauthorized activities at targeting persons with albinism by two foreign nationals allegedly conducting interviews and recordings without notifying the alliance or the recognized national umbrella body. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, Alliance General Secretary Prince Achiwe said the organization fears that vulnerable families could be exploited, potentially violating their dignity, privacy and rights under Zambian law and international human rights standards. She was also described as disturbing reports that some persons with albinism were allegedly being asked to remove their clothes during the recordings.
According to the report received in the April 2026, misrepresentation, the individuals represent themselves as supporting persons with the albinism but not consulted or notified the Zambian Albinism Alliance as the mother body for all organizations support persons with albinism period to conduct activities. This bypassed the established national coordination structure for persons with albinism.
Meanwhile, Alliance Vice President Chimwemwe Moena has welcomed government's efforts to include persons with disabilities, particularly persons with albinism, in national development. She has since called for clear guidance on how communities can effectively participate in processes outlined in the new act.
So we need to embrace, we're so happy, Excellency, in your government, that these are the people that also should be put into consideration. Since 1964, when Zambia got independence, we have never seen these communities being part and parcel of parliament, taking up the role of being in the ministerial position or just taking up certain roles in the government. But with this policy that has come, Mr. President, sir, we are so grateful that they are going to be part and parcel. We are so glad that it has come in such a time like this, that we are having a lot.
The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka rose to 12,051 kwacha in April 2026, up from 11,417 kwacha in April 2025, reflecting an increase of over 633 kwacha within a year. Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Acting Social and Economic Development Program Manager Lukwesa Msonda says although there are signs of improved microeconomic stability, such as lower inflation and relative currency steadiness, this has not translated into meaningful relief for many households. Ms. Musonda notes that food prices recorded mixed movements, with increases in items such as onions, chicken, bananas and cooking oil, while millennial Irish potatoes and some fruits registered a slight declines, helping to soften the overall rise. She further explained that non-food items recorded a slight decrease, mainly due to lower charcoal prices, though the overall basket remained persistently high between March and April 2026. Ms. Musonda warns that rising costs of essential goods continue to undermine food security and household welfare, particularly for low-income families. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, we see Valora Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, Buana Wama Buana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and